You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are speaking with Ronjini Joshua, owner of the Silver Telegram, a full service communications agency that does PR for startups and crowdfunding. The Silver Telegram helps brands and companies get exposure in the media and to their target audience. Today Ronjini will discuss how to build your startup through PR. Ronjini, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us, how important is PR to businesses that are looking to grow?
So I think PR is often looked at as a supplement for people who can afford it, but there's so many different roles to PR that people kind of overlook. And it's not just media relations, it's not just being in the news, but it's also developing your brand and a little bit of branding and messaging and just making sure that your communications are clear with your key stakeholders, whether that's consumers, investors, maybe it's you work in the enterprise market. So it's really kind of a process of entire communications platform, starting from the branding and messaging of your website to your marketing materials, and then also extends out to the types of media that you want to reach, and so that you can reach more consumers or more customers at the end.
Excellent information. Now, what are some tips to get started on doing PR on our own?
The biggest challenge of PR is that it's a tedious, time-intensive task. So the best way to kind of start PR on your own is to really identify who your target market is for the specific PR activities or communication activity that you're looking at, and find out where they live. Find out where they live online. Find out where they live in real life. Find out what kind of media they read. And go there and start approaching reporters from that angle. And a lot of times you can get some basic contact information through the website. So let's say, for example, you want to be in Fast Company, and you've approached or you've identified a reporter that writes about, let's say, healthcare. So you would just, go onto the Fast Company website, try to identify and find their email from there. Another way that we often do it is kind of do a little bit of stalking on Twitter or LinkedIn. So there's different ways to find people, but definitely do your research first to make sure that they kind of talk about the area that you're interested in. A misnomer of a lot of companies is that they think they want to be in the New York Times and wondering why they aren't not getting into it because they're reaching out to the wrong people or it's really not the right demographic. You really want to make sure that you know what the end goal is for getting that article and for reaching your audience, and then really work backwards from there. Who's going to read it? Where do they read it? And then who's going to write about it? So it's definitely an intensive research process.
How would one know when they are ready to hire an agency?
Usually we like to have a few things in place before we start working with any company. Funding obviously is a big one. You need to be able to pay for your PR agency. But also, making sure that you have a product. At the end of the day, you need to have a well-baked product. And of course, any PR agency should be able to help you with the messaging and branding of that product. But you need to know what your roadmap is for your product, whether it's services, whether it's a physical product, whether it's software, whether it's, a consumer good, whatever it is, that product needs to be really fully developed, and you need to know what your mission and vision is for the company. We also like to recommend and make sure that you have a website set up. And then in this day and age, you need to really have your social media channels secure. So the base of brand building is knowing what your brand vision is, and then your PR agency should be able to help you get to that next step. But you really should have your product fully developed before you pursue any agency.
Certainly makes a lot of sense today. We are joined by Ronjini Joshua, owner of the Silver Telegram, a full-service communications agency that does PR for startups and crowdfunding here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ronjini, how does one know, or how would I even go about choosing which agency to go with to serve my needs?
Well, there's so many different types, and now there's, you know, plenty of agencies that have particular niches. So, you know, our agency has a particular niche in working with startups and companies that have a little bit of lower funding that are really just looking to build their brand and get some initial brand awareness. We've worked with very large companies as well, but that's kind of our bread and butter of we do a lot of media relations. So depending on what your purpose is, if your really real purpose is social media and developing that, or if you are a Fortune 500 company and you have bigger needs, then you may want to go with a bigger agency. Do you have international needs? Are you a lifestyle agency or company? Are you a consumer good? Or do you work in the food industry? So there's actually PR agencies for each one of those vertical markets, for food PR, travel and hospitality, technology, and then within technology, there's a bunch of segments, lifestyle, women's goods, children's toys. So as you can imagine, this could get very overwhelming, but Google could be your best friend in this case. And most agencies are pretty good at SEO, so you should be able to search and find an agency that really talks about your niche. And, you know, many agencies are cross-platform, so they're able to touch on a lot of different disciplines, but you really want to try to find one that's focused in the area that you really want to prevail in specifically.
And lastly, how would one measure PR success?
So that's always a loaded question, because people want to know, especially in our industry of startups, people want results as soon as possible. And so the real key is figuring out what your internal goal is. You know, if you're a small company and your goal is actually to get customers, then those should be in line with your PR goals as well. Any PR you do should be there to generate customers. But PR is a little bit abstract as well, where, you know, it's not just paid advertising or something like that where you can really quantify it very simply. PR also has longer lasting brand effects. So it could be establishing your brand as something that people just have heard about, you know, something that people can talk about word of mouth. So there's a lot of different goals. I would recommend, you know, being very objective with how you measure PR. Of course, there's always the number of interviews, the number of media pieces, the traffic to your website, the new customers that you bring in, and those are very quantifiable goals. But then you should also, you know, think and understand that PR also has some longer lasting effects on the overall brand, and then how that plays into your brand value as well.
Ronjini, it certainly has been good to have had you, and some really helpful information on PR and how to find the right agency. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about the Silver Telegram online.
Sure, absolutely. So our website is pretty simple. It's www.thesilvertelegram.com. We're based in Long Beach, California, but we do international PR. So we have clients all around the world.
Awesome stuff. Ronjini, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Great. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Ronjini Joshua, owner of the Silver Telegram, a full-service communications agency that does PR for startups and crowdfunding. And once again, the website of reference is thesilvertelegram.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.